You have no ties? I've thought about it. Who hasn't? He said, how about you? Your father works in West Berlin anyway, doesn't he?
Yes, he has a factory making television sets. But my mother is determined to stay in the East. She says we must solve our problems, not run away from them.
What about your husband?
He's dedicated to his job.
So I don't have to worry about losing you.
Good.
Rebecca found the letter in her pigeonhole at the mid-afternoon break. The single sheet of paper was headed Ministry for State Security. This was the official name for the secret police. The unofficial name was the Stasi. The letter came from a Sergeant Schulz, and it ordered her to present herself at his headquarters office for questioning. Everyone in East Germany knew about these letters, and everyone dreaded receiving one. It meant she had done something wrong, perhaps something trivial. But it had come to the attention of the watchers. The police attitude would be that she must be guilty of something, or why would they be questioning her? To suggest they might have made a mistake was to insult their competence, which was another crime. Her family was deeply suspect, of course. Her father, Werner, was a capitalist. Her mother, Carlo, was a well-known social democrat. Her grandmother, Maud, was the sister of an English earl. Rebecca had imagined that her marriage to an official in the Justice Ministry might have gained them a ticket of respectability.